Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program, inviting you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you'd want at 800-259-9231. Once again, that's 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free. We give them to you, and the main feature actually allows you to control the content of the site. So if you find something online that you think is interesting, you want to share it with other listeners, you just go to freetalklive.com, hit the Submit Show Prep button. There's a form there. In fact, there's actually a little bookmarklet thing that allows you to do it really quickly. But you basically you submit show prep to the site, and then others vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is you've suggested. And you can go and get interactive over there for free over at freetalklive.com. In fact, the top story on the site, thanks to your votes and you submitting things, is this Bitcoin story that we started talking about last hour. And for those of you just tuning in, Bitcoin is a brand new currency, came out in 2008. And Dale, you're pretty excited about this.
I don't know if I'm excited about it. I'm definitely interested.
You were jazzed there. During the break, you were telling me that somebody had given you 4 Bitcoins or something
ten
Bitcoins when they were $4
each. $4 a piece, and that, because that's how much it takes to sponsor a comic. And if you'll notice on my comic site, there's
Bitcoin ad.
Anarchyinyourhead.com. There's a Bitcoin ad there that if you sponsor a comic, you get an ad until the next person sponsors a comic. That
nice.
Ad will stay there. It could be there 2 years. You know, who knows? And sponsoring just means you donate the entire amount for the comic, which is $40. And so I started accepting Bitcoins. They donated 10 when they were $4 a piece. And now those 10 Bitcoins are worth almost $19 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, I'm excited about that.
So instead of $40 for your comic, it's now become $200.
Yeah, just about $200. And I think that, you know, I've heard a lot of people complaining. You'll hear libertarians complaining that it's not backed by anything, that it's they don't have inherent value. And I'm like, that's absolutely not true. That's like saying that...
That was one of my objections in the beginning. That was one that I didn't get.
They have utility value, though.
Right.
They're useful. They're useful. The infrastructure that has been created, this peer-to-peer infrastructure, the fact that people are... And the fact that they are... difficult to defraud. They're convenient. There's privacy. They are useful as a
That's
currency,
value,
as,
right.
a, as for facilitating trade.
It's
You're telling me it's not useful to be able to it's not useful to facilitate trade between people?
They contain programming. If programming isn't valuable, then let's shut down eBay's account for a day.
eBay's not useful either.
It's just ones and
it's
zeros.
It's not backed by gold or silver.
But it's the use. Right. It's the use. And to those folks' credit, that's one of the objections I had at first, because I'm used to this silver, gold. It's got to have something tangible.
Sure.
The idea that it's in the digital realm kind of threw me for a loop for a moment, but it totally makes sense. I mean, if you look at the reason why silver and gold...
This is the thing I was telling you all along. You'd say things like FRNs are worthless. And no, FRNs aren't backed by anything, but please, if you think they're worthless, send Federal Reserve notes known as U.S. dollars to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take them because I don't consider them to be worthless.
Right.
They aren't worthless. They're worth what people will give for them.
People that think Bitcoins are worthless because they're not backed by anything, send them to me.
By the way, Bitcoin.
There's an address on my website. Just send them to me, you know.
By the way, speaking of Federal Reserve notes, just as an aside, I saw something today. It was pretty exciting. The Porcupine Freedom Festival, which we talk about all the time on this program because we're going in 2 weeks, there's going to be a Federal Reserve note burning party at the Pork Fest this year. So there's a bonfire, I think, that happens pretty much every single night, or certainly several nights. There's a very, you know, fairly large bonfire where people gather around. The Silver Circle folks in the Silver Circle movie are throwing a Federal Reserve burning party.
Yep.
And it's my understanding that is a federal crime. So this is a mass event of civil disobedience.
They're going to be handing out copies of, photocopies.
Oh, really?
I'm
going to burn some real Federal Reserve notes.
You may do so, but
man, that sounds like fun to me.
They are not condoning that. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that I would condone it because I think that's a fine idea because I love civil disobedience, especially when a bunch of people do it. So I think that that'll be fun.
You're talking about burning FRNs.
Yeah.
I don't think that's illegal.
I believe that is. You are taking money out of the currency. You're taking money out of the money supply without the federal government's permission.
I thought I heard somewhere.
You're eliminating debt.
I think it was on Saturday Night Live. This was an official, reliable source from a Saturday Night Live skit. I think I heard him say you could burn money and it's not illegal.
All right. Well maybe somebody knows a little bit more.
Steve Martin. Steve Martin was in a bar on Saturday Night Live, and he was talking about Maybe I'm getting them mixed up with a different skit, but I'm pretty sure you can burn money. But you all can't right. deface it.
Well,
in certain ways.
Let's see. I mean, maybe we can do a little bit of research and figure this out. But I believe that the reason you can't do that is because you are not authorized to take that money out of circulation. You are not the Federal Reserve.
Well, it's just not spending it; it's taking it out of circulation.
That's not true. It's still out there. You are actually eliminating the note of debt from existence by doing that, and the government doesn't like that very much. So anyway.
Okay.
Well, I mean, why else would the Fed, would Silver Circle
mean.
Be concerned
I can imagine
it.
Them being ridiculous like that. Certainly, it's the government. But I just...
So correct me if I'm wrong. It's certainly possible that I'm wrong. I've been wrong many times.
Can you bury it on an island out in the deep Pacific that no one knows about?
Well, you can burn
and
it.
Make a pirate's map that...
You can burn it.
Tattoo it to
it's
your
just
backside.
Against the rules or something. And this is the thing, you know.
So it's not illegal. It's against the rules.
Well, it's illegal. I mean, you can burn
okay.
it. So, but you know,
and it's civil disobedience.
So he's asking a bunch of these, you know, sort of preposterous kind of questions. Well, is it okay to demand the? I think nickels cost the federal government 8 cents to make.
Mm.
The pennies cost
2 cents.
More than 2 cents basically to make. So is it wrong or a crime or whatever to
it
demand
is.
That the federal
so,
government give you more coins than you need?
No, but it is a crime to melt them down.
Yeah,
if you melt down pennies,
yeah. just keep them
yeah.
and hoard them, though. I mean, you're
yeah.
going to cost the federal government a bunch of money.
So anyway, they don't like you tampering with their fiat money system. Back around to the bitcoins, though. They are just an amazing little technology. And, the one point I wanted to make about the value backing, another way to think of it, is the only reason why silver and gold are valuable is because they're useful for things.
People will pay for them.
If silver wasn't useful, it would be like oil used to be. Oil used to be a pollutant. It used to be an annoyance to farmers before people figured out how to refine it and turn it into useful things. Then it became black gold after that. But before that, it was just something to pollute your farmland.
Even if it were just jewelry, that makes it desirable to some people. But the fact
right.
that it has utility value makes it even... It adds additional value to it. The fact that it's... That creates yet more demand beyond just, for instance, jewelry value. Value and things like that. So there's considerable demand for both gold and silver, especially I think silver's undervalued. A lot of people are pointing out there's so much utility value to silver in terms of different products that it's probably undervalued right now.
Coming up, we'll give you more details about what's going on with the federal government targeting the Bitcoin, targeting the Silk Road marketplace. We'll give you more information about that, but to your phone calls and to the fun. We go to Kevin listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Kevin. Kevin in Indy.
Yes, I called Saturday, and I was getting your opinion on the economy, and I think we all agree we're pretty much in a depression. And last week, the statistics that came out, everything was at a rock bottom. And then I asked, you know, your solutions to how we could overcome this. And I think part of the problem is there is no solution, and a lot of the people we're dealing with, especially foreign countries, they're not playing on a level field as we want them to. And the reason the dollar is being devalued so much is we have such a tremendous trade surplus. In other words, we are in a trade deficit. We're not able to trade with other countries as they trade with us. We're buying too much of their product. At the same time, we're spending way too much on wars, et cetera.
I would agree that they're spending more on wars, but what we were talking about here is sort of free trade versus fair trade. Is that
right? I think what you guys say a lot of times is wonderful in theory, and I agree wholeheartedly. But in the real world, and part of the example was tariffs. When we impose a 2% tariff, and China's hitting us with 22% on our products going in there, and India 40%, and the problem is, both India and China have two of the most emerging middle classes in the world, and that's going to be a huge market for us, and they love American goods. But right off the bat, if they're hitting those 40% tariffs, it's totally unfair.
Well, a fair schmear, I mean, fair is something that someone else told you it was. You know, the fact is that what's unfair is telling me that I can't import something from China, and that I have to pay the government some percentage on that. I mean,
Kevin, we'll bring it back here in a moment. Share your thoughts. Continue with that here in a moment. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very least stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you this evening is Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours right there at the top, the last week's worth at the top of the page. And then you click into the archives section to take you all the way back to late 2006. All free for you at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? JurisDictionary.com is the course for people who don't have attorneys and for people who do have attorneys and want to keep an eye on what they're doing. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Till you know the rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy the average 8th grader could learn it in a weekend. Visit jurisdictionary.com, download the free tools they have there for you, the free legal flowchart, get the free weekly tips and tactics newsletters, use the free legal dictionary, watch the free videos, then buy the course. Jurisdictionary.com, remember to use the pull-down menu at the end of the process, mention Free Talk Live, and when you check out, just to let them know where you heard it from. JurisDictionary.com.
All right, point of correction. Dale, you did a little bit of digging during the break there, and you found some information about burning money. We'll get right back to your calls, but what did you learn?
Yeah, it's legal.
It's illegal.
It is illegal.
And it's the bad. Punishment is?
The punishment is like 6 months. All right, let me find it real quick.
Six months in prison.
6 months. It says, oh, okay, shall be fined not more than $100 or imprisoned not more than 6 months or both.
Yep. Now, is that per bill?
Like, if it's enforced by the Secret Service.
Mm-hmm. Of course it's per bill.
It doesn't say per bill, but probably per incident, and they might treat each bill as an incident, I guess.
They do whatever they want.
That's true. They do whatever they want. And now you've got the Silver Circle movie folks announcing that at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, that there will be burning of Federal Reserve notes. Mark, you said that they clarified it to say that they're copies of Federal Reserve notes, but knowing the Liberty activists, I probably won't be the only one throwing in a real one.
Well, can they get them for counterfeiting if they're copies of Federal Reserve?
They probably have copies stamped on it or something like a Federal Reserve note. I don't know what they're going to do precisely.
So is there some way to make it
they're not
be fraud?
They're not going to jeopardize their moving in order to...
They're not attempting to be fraudulent, obviously.
I'm telling you, there's going to be more than just me that's going to put an actual Federal Reserve note into the flames of that fire.
I would concur with that.
Because I know who these Liberty activists are, and they're some of the most hardcore Liberty-loving people. So we'll continue here with your calls. Kevin is listening in Indy to WXNT. Now, Kevin, you are kind of bringing up this this myth that the economic problems that the country is facing today, and of course the economic problems are actually kind of worldwide in some cases, many, many places, but that the problems that we're facing have to do with trade deficits, wherein you suggest that the United States is taking more in from other countries than it is selling out. Is that right?
No, not necessarily. What I'm pointing out is I'm just trying to get your solution, how to fix the problem, why the dollar is losing its value. And okay. So, and what I'm looking at is that was just one example. But, like, for instance, if I could elect you guys as czars of the country for a couple of years and just let you have absolute rule, I would say, first of all, you do away with free public education, and that's going to save billions and trillions of dollars right there. And then some of your other ideas that you have for getting rid of chaos with our medical system, that would free up trillions of dollars. So I'm all in favor of all these ideas. The problem is most often there is some force out there that's in our way of doing this. And one example I had was in the tariffs. We can do a 2% tariff. Let's just say we did zero. But when these other countries are hammering us with 20 and 40% tariffs on our goods, that's unfair trade.
Well, they're hammering their own people in that particular case.
Right, because what they're doing is they're making it more difficult for the United States to open up into that marketplace. But there's the largest marketplace in the world is the United States. So
okay. the tariffs are always bad, and making a tariff here doesn't make it less bad.
That's like escalation.
Yeah, there's a really good, I was going to say Milton Friedman actually writes a really good, writes this up really well. I'm trying to remember the book that it was in, but where he talks about why it's still bad for us to have tariffs, even if other people have them.
Yeah, exactly.
Still economically bad for us to do.
Yeah, I don't want to get an argument with you guys because I'm on your side.
So you want solutions then? You want a solution for the economic woes?
Sometimes on this show it gets so frustrating because there are no answers, real answers to the solutions, and sometimes we get off on tangents that...
Well, there are answers, it's just that they seem pie in the sky because of the way the status quo is, because of how things are.
It's a Gordian knot, as it were.
Well, how do we beat the
So how do we defeat the status quo? That's what we need to focus on.
Well,
look at what happened in D.C.
The status quo is a Gordian knot. You solve it in the way Alexander solved the Gordian knot. You cleave it down the center. And rather than trying to pull on this piece of the knot, and that piece of the knot tightens, and this piece, you cleave it down the center. You tell the government it's not allowed to be involved in trade practices between free people.
It's not allowed to be involved in money. It's not allowed
The government shouldn't be issuing money. The reason that we have inflation right now is because the government has inflated the currency. They have produced more of it. Not because there's a trade imbalance with China. It's because the government is pumping money in the form of ones and zeros, dollar bills, but mostly ones and zeros, out into banks in order to sort of prop up the economy that they created a problem with in the first place.
Kevin, we've got to let you go. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. We'll continue just a real brief on the solution here.
The other analogy is, there's the Strike the Root website, and the idea is that, you strike at the root of the problem and not at the branches.
Bernard von Nothaus tried to do that when he created the Liberty Dollar by creating an alternative currency for people to go to rather than just using the Federal Reserve note. And, of course, the feds came in and they cracked down on him. Now, Bitcoin is... They're going to try to do something here, and that's
There's
what they're
headed
to make
with Bitcoin.
Right, exactly. They can't go and get the head guy with Bitcoin because there is no head guy with Bitcoin. You can take out Gavin, who's one of the more visible individuals regarding Bitcoin. He's one of our listeners, but that's not going to stop Bitcoin. Bitcoin's completely open source. It's totally peer-to-peer. It's completely distributed. So the more monetary systems we can create, the alternative currencies that we can create that are outside of the official channels that are decentralized, as is Bitcoin, because Bitcoin may be the beginning of many. There may be something else that comes up and surpasses it. Who knows?
I don't know.
But the more that we can create outside of the official government system, and the more we can use those systems, the better. The more insulated our businesses become, the more insulated our savings become from the predations of the government. Because as you mentioned, Mark, inflation is happening. And inflation is an increase in the money supply, and that's only something that the Federal Reserve can do.
Right.
Because
it bears repeating so that people understand. Inflation isn't prices going up. Inflation is the government printing more money. Not really printing. They can just release ones and zeros now. But
correct.
Essentially creating more money. That's what inflation is.
And that's incredibly damaging to the economy. It's incredibly damaging to you and I because as our paychecks remain relatively the same, the cost of living goes up as inflation typically results in increased prices. So therefore, the things you're buying, like your gas tank, for instance, filling the gas tank's costing people a lot more today than it was, a year ago, for instance. And
food's on its way up.
Yeah, everything's going to be on its way up as a result of this inflation. But your paycheck's not rising that quickly. You haven't doubled the money that you're earning at work. And so you keep getting more behind the ball as a result of that. So moving to alternative currencies is a critical aspect because the Federal Reserve ain't getting audited and is not going away anytime soon. So we have to do something while they're still doing their thing to create a transition to a more free society. Of course, getting liberty activists together in New Hampshire and having us create our own community is also very important. Let's talk live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. No, forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt Program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt Special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, dial in toll free and bring up anything. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Oh, and by the way, those features include our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see the ladies there. And if you are a lady listener, you can get involved over at shrine.freetalklive.com. Ladies, do come first on Free Talk Live. So let's talk to Sarah, listening in Florida. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight? Hey,
great, Sarah. What's on your mind?
Not too much. So I've been thinking about submitting my Free Talk Live photo. I listen to you guys almost every night. And if I don't listen every night, then I listen, you know, on the downloads and
excellent.
Everything. But I'm a little bit concerned about sending my photo that I'll be on the Hall of Shame of the Free Talk of the Shrine of Female Listeners.
You're concerned that you'll be in the Hall of Shame?
Well, I don't, how do you get there?
Well, you have to be fake. Yeah, so.
I listen all the time, but I look through it and the credentials are have a photo of you listening to Free Talk Live or a sign that you're holding Free Talk Live, you know.
Yeah, there has to be something in the picture to prove that you're a listener.
Right.
And when we started that policy, We got people that were trying to fool us by creating, like, taking a picture of a pretty girl from online and photoshopping it to make it appear as though she is, you know, actually holding some sort of a Free Talk Live sign. So each one of those, each one of those people that you see in the Hall of Shame, and you know what? It's not explained, so that that explains why you're confused, and maybe this, maybe some text needs to be added.
Right. I mean, and no, but I read through it, and it's like, if you put a fake one, then you won't be on it. Blah blah blah. But I mean, there's actually holding a piece of paper that says Free Talk Live.
Well, they're fake.
In the Hall of Shame as well as on the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Right, they're all fake.
The reason that we put the Hall of Shame there is because some of them are so good that they're worth sharing. And
some of them were considered real. Many of those were considered real until somebody actually found the real picture online and sent it in to say, you guys got scammed.
Right. Is there anyone out there who's like good at detecting fakes and photoshopping details and things like that? They can look at it, zoom in, and go, oh, look, they've tweaked some pixels here.
We have our FBI cutout at Quantico does it for us.
I see.
So I'm glad we were able to clarify that for you. As long as your picture isn't questionable. In fact, it's been a long time since we've identified a fake in the Shrine of Females.
Which means that we'll get five.
Okay, because I went on, you know, I see you guys popping up Shrine of Females every now and then, and I'm like, okay, I'll send in my photo, but... why is there a Hall of Shame?
Right. Well, the Hall of Shame isn't there because these girls have been bad. It's not because they didn't pay their amplifier money. It's not because they're ugly. Most of them, I think, are pretty good-looking pictures. It's because they're not really listeners.
Yeah, that's right.
Somebody sent them in, and there's really nothing shameful about the girls that are on there because, well, they didn't know that they sent them in. This was sent in by some fat guy who was sitting in his underpants.
One of the most epic possibilities for the Shrine of Female Listeners to actually have a Hall of Shamer submit a real picture someday.
that would be fantastic. Yeah. You know, they just completely nullify their Hall of Shame.
Right, to actually become a listener 5 years later and see themselves on the Shrine. So,
well, cool. I just wanted to, you know, see what was up and make sure I can send in my photo.
Great, Sarah. Yeah,
accidentally put in the Hall of Shame.
Fantastic. We'll look forward to seeing you there at shrine.freetalklive.com. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Happy Monday. I hope everybody has a great night.
Will do. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. And again, shrine.freetalklive.com for details on what it's all about.
Now, there is one gal who's, I believe she's, I can't remember which section she's in. She's either in the validated section or the amplifier section. I'm not sure which one. But she was so hot that we decided that she must be fake. And she actually had to send in corroborating evidence in order to to be able to stay in the...
How could a Free Talk Live listener be that hot?
Right? Well,
come on.
The girl's
really?
Model hot. And there was no doubt about it. It was kind of funny.
All right. So let's continue with you. Your thoughts and go to, I believe we've got Randy listening in Virginia to WTAR. Hello, Randy.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey,
I just got a quick question. Hear a lot about this $4 trillion deficit. What is all this money going to? What's happened in the last 10 years that's caused us to have to quadruple the amount of money we're spending? I mean, is it going to wars? I hear that such a small percentage goes to foreign aid. What's going to war? What's going to welfare?
Well, we're not spending it.
So
let's
$4 trillion.
Let's make sure you said, ask the right question. We aren't spending it. Why? It's not why are we spending it?
Why the government? Why is the government? What is this money going to?
Well, wars are extraordinarily expensive, and they add almost nothing to the economy. When you build a bridge, people can drive over it and get back and forth. When you build something, it goes kaboom, is all you get is little pieces usually embedded in people's property or bodies. And so, you know, it doesn't create anything. So the more than 50% of the what they call discretionary budget that's spent on wartime activities, and I'm not sure that that actually covers, like, veterans' pensions and VA stuff, but it may very well.
That's what I'm wondering is, I mean, is that primarily what all this money is going to?
There's also been a lot of, you know, infrastructure programs that went on.
It's warfare and welfare, man.
Yeah, I mean, warfare and welfare.
Those are the staples of the power and the structure of the state. And there's nothing checking them.
There has been a deficit every single year that we've been
Wait, you're talking
alive,
about debt, not deficit.
Deficit. I'm talking about deficit.
It's a $4 trillion deficit?
The $4 trillion deficit, I believe, was this year. It's close to $4 trillion. Isn't that right?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Oh, so, wow. That's added into the debt.
Added into the debt, which is like $14 trillion. I don't have the numbers here in front of me, but it's some tremendous number. And
it never stops because they always raise the debt ceiling, and so they just keep digging themselves into a hole, and of course, not digging themselves in because they're not responsible for what they do. They're going to sail home on a sweet government pension, earning $150,000 a year or whatever it is that they were getting.
I understand that, but I mean, you take the entire military infrastructure that we have, every soldier, and you add up the salaries of all these soldiers and the cost of the equipment. Is it really that much? I mean, my family was military for years. I know that aircraft cost a few million bucks a piece, but $1 trillion, to wrap your mind around that.
It's my understanding,
and
I read this.
$100 billion is a fund that takes us to Mars.
Okay, so let's talk about Afghanistan. Just a couple of things I know about what's going on in Afghanistan. Do you understand there aren't any Texaco stations out in the deserts of the Tora Bora and these mountains and that kind of thing? They've got to truck this stuff in. And as I understand it, once they've moved it by boat, brought it over here, refined it, then brought it back over there in order to get it to people, that it is. This is the number that I read in the news, $200 a gallon for diesel. And then that diesel's used not only to run trucks and helicopters and whatever else it's running over there, but they're running giant generators. These generators are air-conditioning
tents.
Yeah. Okay.
And now this is on top of the money we spent on the infrastructure to get the oil out of the ground. And then on top of the money we're paying them to take the oil that we paid for the infrastructure to get out of the ground, this is on top of all that?
I'm afraid they're not very good stewards of money. I don't know if you've figured that out up to this point, but
No, I have, and that's why I'm asking the question. With $14 trillion, the richest man in the world doesn't have $50 billion.
Yeah.
And for $14 trillion to be floating around and $4 trillion deficit, I just don't understand those numbers.
It is shocking. And that's something that's important to them. It's good if you can't grasp it, because then
can grasp it.
But
too big to grasp.
But
if you wrap your head around it, you realize the government's about to implode.
But that doesn't stop them from doing what they're doing with it. It doesn't stop. They want you to not be able to be cognizant of what that entails, because then you won't have any idea. What Dale's saying here is that this is a financial nightmare, as a total disaster, and every one of us is going to pay the price as long as we continue to using the Federal Reserve notes. I thank you for the call. There's more coming up here with the remaining moments of Free Talk Live next.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun. Based on testing standards, use as directed.
Sunday on History. Ice Road Truckers are back. Woo-hoo! But this time, the cracks are starting to show.
We don't need somebody who's going to come up here and be a hothead or a cowboy.
And the ice is thinner than ever.
Stop. Break.
They may survive the elements, but can they survive each other?
Shouldn't have missed that gear.
Rookies don't last long here.
Ice Road Truckers, all new Sunday at 9 p.m., 8 central, only on History.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Moments remain. If you are not on the line already, then I don't know if we're going to be able to get to you. But if you are on the line, we'll do our best to sneak in here in the remaining moments. And if you aren't, you can call us tomorrow night because we do this show live 6 nights a week. And then, of course, our internet-only show is also Sunday nights. So you can actually get Free Talk Live all week long. Go to freetalklive.com to enjoy our website and enjoy it for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, the amp-only podcast, and at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I hear rumor that Jason Osborne from SACL CAI has a special something for any Free Talk Live amplifiers that show up to his party.
That's right. Don't miss the SACL CAI.
Which will probably be all week.
Yeah, that's how Jason parties.
Yeah.
It's the Fun Compound at Porkfest 2011. Get your drink on, play some cornhole. That's the game with the beanbag. The Fun Compound will be the home of Fix Brewing. You can get your customary? Customized?
You wrote it.
I didn't write it. I got it from
you. You printed it.
That's true. Limited run Porkfest commemorative beer mug. Fill it with a tasty beverage. Try the sticky porcupine, the Molotov Hefe, or even the gluten-free. Also featuring the Agorist drinking fountain. Wake yourself up with a spicy Bloody Mary. Chill out with an ice-cold glass of Atlas Chugged or Liberty. Get your lady where she's trying to go every time with a tall L.L.'s Borne.
That's a dangerous drink.
Located directly across from the outdoor stage, the Fun Compound will be the place to party at Porkfest 2011. SACL CAI Fun Compound, liquor in the front, cornhole in the rear.
If I'm not mistaken, the El Osborne is something like six different types of liquor mixed together.
Is it the equivalent of six drinks, you think?
Something like that.
It's a little like a Long Island iced tea, only worse.
It's it's bad. Yeah.
Wow.
Got to be very careful with a beverage like that.
Right. So. My Pan Galactic Gargle Blasters were three different drinks. We were equivalent to about three drinks, and everyone said they just tasted like Sprite.
Yeah, those were good ideas.
That's what's dangerous about them. People were just chugging them like, oh, this is really mild drink. I'll just have several of these.
So come on out to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Go to porkfest.com to get registered. We're going to be there. It's starting in 2 weeks from today. 2 weeks from tonight, we're going to be broadcasting live for the first night of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We continue with you and your phone calls, though. We go to David listening to WGMD in Delaware on the FM band. Hello, David.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey. I mean, good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
I just want to make a comment, please, about Congressman Anthony Weiner from the state of New York.
Okay.
You've heard about all his escapades during the last week, right?
I really haven't. You know, I do. I got on the
I've
radio
got
the
story here.
Yeah, I got on the
right.
radio recently, and somebody asked me about him. I was like, "Who?" Because I don't pay attention to these Congress people. But I hear this guy like took a picture of his penis or something.
He not only did that, but he sent them. Originally, he said last week that he wasn't responsible for that. but then today he came out and said he did make a mistake. That he, in fact, did send those photos to this individual, this girl, apparently in Washington State somewhere, and he was also in touch by email over the last several months. He was just recently married, but before that, he was in touch by email with several other women, and after he was married, he did the same thing. This man, Mr. Weiner, should resign immediately.
Well,
why?
He lied. He lied, sir. He lied.
Yeah.
He told the nation. He told his family, and he told his wife something that was not true last week.
Okay.
He said that he didn't know anything about this.
I agree. He did everything today. Hey, a black guy did it. Hold on. Wait. I guess my question is this. How many of these Senate critters and Congress slugs don't do this? How many of them don't do it? And he got caught.
I knew you were going to ask that question. I do not have an answer for you.
I don't think anybody
could. This man is despicable. He should resign immediately.
But they all
just
lie.
Like
got
all the
lying.
Sex offenders in the Congress, not sex offenders, but the people who have committed these heinous events, they resigned immediately. This man, Mr. Weiner, and that is his name, Anthony Weiner.
That's funny.
He should resign immediately, period.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, and thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. But this is what I don't understand about this. They all lie. And the idea that one of them lying about his penis, oh my God, Mr. Weiner said his penis was 5 inches and it's actually 3. He told a lie and he should resign. Okay. They lie about things that are much more important. Like, for instance, Barack Obama saying he's going to close down Guantanamo Bay and then not doing that?
They all, I agree with you.
Ending the war in Afghanistan, then not doing that?
I agree that those things are more important, but what kind of relationship do we have in the United States around politicians that tell lies? I'll tell you, the average person doesn't care that Anthony Weiner told a lie. And the fact is,
some people care. This is apparently a big deal.
No,
like top
mostly,
news
I would say, mostly Republicans that want to, you know, kind of shake up
Democrat?
The Democrat. Shake up the Democrat Party. This guy is ultra-liberal.
See, that's just it. I don't know.
Out there.
You know,
I know you don't.
It's not like I'm partisan or anything.
People who are upset about it are people who don't like him already.
Or his party, I think.
It's the same thing with Bill Clinton.
What I find here is right, and I find that, you know, people don't really care about politicians lying about their personal life, but we know that we already feel like politicians tell lies all the time, and it's this funny relationship that the American public has developed around politicians. These people are lying thieves,
and
it seems like it's okay to everybody, and I don't think it is. I think this guy's right.
It's
Anthony
okay
Weiner should
to
lie.
What happens is people are so concerned. It's a team mentality. He's part of their team. The liberals are looking at him. He's part of their team. They got to look after their guy. It's like the thin blue line in the police. They got to mm-hmm. watch his back. Like he might be bad, but he's not as bad as a Republican getting in there. And the Democrats are going to come to his defense. The Republicans are going to attack him, just like Bill Clinton. Flip it around. If a conservative does it, the Democrats are going to go nuts about it. The Republicans are going to defend him. That's the dynamic of this two-party system, is that they're always defending their team.
So
no matter what they do,
I don't think this lie about sex is any more important because it's about sex. I don't think it matters that he told.
But that's what people get all upset
about.
People get all upset in this country about politicians cheating and politicians taking pictures of their penis. But nobody seems to care about politicians sending people to their doom or politicians stealing money hand over fist from the American people. They don't get whipped up about that. It's when a guy takes a picture of his penis or a Republican gets caught having sex in a bathroom stall with some teenage boy.
But the caller pointed out, and I think, and I don't know a case where this isn't true, that all Republicans have resigned after getting caught in sex scandals.
I don't know. Whereas
Democrats don't. And so there's this sort of difference in the two-party
system. It's just hard for me to care about an issue like this. It's hard for me to care. They're all scum as far as I'm concerned. And because one of them took a picture of his penis doesn't make him any more scummy. It's just that he got caught. We continue here with, let's talk to Richard in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Richard. Richard in New Hampshire, going once. Richard.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not much. I was just want to let you know, I was at the Manchester police demonstration on Saturday.
Where they cracked down and arrested seven liberty-loving people, at least seven, I think. Eight people, I'm sorry. Eight people for essentially protesting and engaging in free speech.
Yeah. It was my first liberty activist event I've ever attended.
Oh, wow. Throwing yourself to the wolves. How was that?
It was unfortunately exciting in the wrong way.
Did you get arrested?
And I did not get arrested, and I also did not get my camera confiscated, although I thought I was going to a few times.
So what did you want to share?
I just wanted to let people know that I was out there, and if you want to get active, just go out and do it. I'm generally a pretty shy person, but I'm tired of watching other people do stuff for me.
But would you have done this where you come from, and where do you come from?
I live in Manchester. I'm about a 10-minute walk from the police station.
Oh, okay. So you're a New Hampshire native?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Cool. How did you find out about all the stuff that was going on?
I'm following Cop Block and Free Talk Live on Facebook.
Excellent.
And everything, and it just, it was there, and I was like, you know what? I'm tired of watching everybody do things for me. I'm going to go do it.
Good on you, man, and keep getting out there, and I appreciate the call tonight. Let's talk to Paul in South Carolina, and if you like what's happening up here in New Hampshire, if you're excited by the activism you hear about, get your butt up here. Make the plans to make the move. Come to Porkfest. See what it's like. I already know that one big liberty-minded activist, I can't name who, is going to make the move after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is pretty exciting. So, anyway, let's continue with Paul in South Carolina. Paul, you've got the last final thoughts here on the show tonight.
Yeah, I just want to talk about Bitcoin. You know, that congressman is talking about, he's calling it money laundering, and he's trying to get the feds to look into it.
Mm.
I don't know how long it's going to be before the feds call it, like, domestic terrorists. You're doing Bitcoins or transferring them.
Good question. I would imagine it'll be labeled domestic terrorism very soon because they've already labeled people that use the Liberty Dollar as domestic terrorists. And I wish we had more time to talk about it, but we'll make a note. We'll talk about Bitcoin and the federal crackdown that they're going to attempt here, that they're blustering about it right now. The politicians are, we've got to stop this. There's people selling drugs. So we'll talk about that tomorrow night and online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget Dale's site, flamingfreedom.com. See you then.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.